Today we're building what I call Urban Echo, a swing pull breakbeat technique for that VHS rave, old school jungle flavor inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea is simple. The drums lean back a little. The bass pushes forward and the whole track gets that uneasy, haunted, tape-worn energy without falling apart. This is not about making everything sloppy. It's about controlled drag. The kick and snare stay authoritative, while the hats, ghosts, fills, and ambience carry that slightly nervous, off-center motion. For this lesson, we're working in the breakbeats lane, but the result affects the whole tune. Drums, bass phrasing, atmosphere, and transitions all need to support the same pocket. If you get this right, the groove feels human and dusty, but still hard enough for a modern DNB mix. Let's start with the project setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM for that classic jungle and DNB range. If you want a darker roller feel, you can set a little lower, around 168 to 172. Load in a break on an auto track. If the source needs pitch stability, use Complex Pro. If you want a more chopped, percussive feel, Beats Mode can work well. If you're using a classic loop like Amen, Think, or something in that family, look for a two-bar phrase with clear kick and snare anchors. Then slice it to a new MIDI track using Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients and keep the map simple. Kick, snare, hat, ghost, tail. We want control without stripping the life out of the break. Now, before we add any swing, build the backbone. Program a two-bar pattern with the kick doing the main downbeats and the snare sitting confidently on the backbeats. Add a few ghost hits and some hat fragments to keep the energy moving between the main backbeats. At this stage, keep it mostly straight. Don't rush into swing yet. First, make sure the groove works as a plain rhythm. A really useful teacher tip here, use the snare as your truth source. Solo the snare against the metronome. If the backbeat still feels strong and convincing on its own, then the rest of the pattern can get a little stranger around it. If the snare is weak, nothing else is going to save the groove. For velocity, try keeping the main snare around 90 to 115, with ghost notes much softer, around 20 to 55. Hats can live in the middle, with some variation so they don't feel robotic. A little variation goes a long way in jungle and old school DNB. Now we get to the heart of Urban Echo, the swing pull. Open the groove pool and look for a swing template, or extract groove from a clip that already has the pocket you want. In Live 12, you can also drag a groove from another clip and apply that feel to your own pattern. Start gently. You're looking for swing amounts around 54 to 62%, with timing around 10 to 25%, random low or near zero, and velocity around 5 to 15%. And here is the important part. Do not swing everything equally. Keep the kick and snare more stable. Apply the groove mainly to the hats, percussion, break slices between the snares, and any ambient little ticks or texture hits. That's where the pull comes from. The core hits stay grounded, while the supporting details lean back. That contrast creates the tension that feels so good in jungle and darker DNB. Think in layers of timing, not one global swing value. Let the hats lag. Let a ghost snare whisper late. Keep the kick close to the pocket. That layered feel is much more musical than just throwing one heavy swing setting across the whole beat. Now we're going to edit the break like a jungle surgeon. Open the clip view and start nudging slices by tiny amounts. We're talking a few milliseconds here, not huge quantes moves. A ghost snare can sit just a little late, maybe 20 to 35 milliseconds. A hat can come a touch early for urgency. A chop tail can leave a tiny gap before the next hit. These tiny moves are what make the loop feel lived in. This is where the Urban Echo idea really comes alive. It's not just delay as an effect, it's rhythmic memory. One sound feels like it's answering another, as if the groove is remembering itself a fraction of a second later. If you're making a fill at the end of bar 2 or bar 4, try a short snare drag, a hat-only flick, or a quick break chop. Use Consolidate if you want to commit those edits into a clean phrase. Use Clip Gain to tame harsh transient spikes. And use Fade Handles so chop tails don't click. Now let's shape the drums with Ableton's stock devices. Put the break and any layered drums through a drum bus or route them to a drum group bus. A solid chain might be drum bus, then EQ8, then glue compressor, then optional saturator. Start with drum bus drive around 5 to 15% and crunch around 5 to 20%. Keep boom low or off unless you want extra weight. On glue compressor, try an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds and release on auto or somewhere around a tenth to 3/10 of a second. Add a bit of saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, if the loop needs more density. On EQ8, Clean up the mud around 200 to 400 HC if the brake gets boxy and gently tame harshness in the 6 to 9 kHE area if the hats start to get brittle. The goal is worn in energy, not smashed transients. If you want a little VHS rave color, use distortion and noise with restraint. A tiny bit of erosion or corpus can add age and texture, but only if it supports the vibe. Don't destroy the brake. Just make it feel like it's been living on a tape loop. Now let's design the base so it respects the swing pocket. In DNB, the base has to work with the brake, not against it. Build a sub layer that's clean and mono, and a mid layer that carries the movement. Wave-eatable, operator, or analog are all great places to build a Reese or sub-Reese blend. Keep the sub simple. Let the mid layer do the talking with filter motion, detune, or subtle stereo widening above the low end. If the bass fills every gap, the groove loses its air. Instead, phrase it like a conversation. Let the break speak first, then answer with bass. A classic trick is to let the bass come in after the snare, or hold notes through the tail of a swung hat pattern. That creates push and pull without muddying the mix. The break gives motion. The bass gives gravity. When both are clear, the track feels powerful instead of crowded. Now we add atmosphere, because this is where the VHS rave character really blooms. Create two return tracks. One can be a short dub delay, using echo. The other can be a dirty room or small space with reverb. On the echo return, try 1/8 or 1/8 dotted delay, with feedback around 15-35% and a darker filter on the repeats. Keep the return fully wet. On the reverb return, try a decay of about 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, with a little pre-delay, a low cut to protect the low end, and a softened high end. Then send only selected hits to these returns, maybe one snare fill, maybe a chopped vocal grain, maybe a percussion stab or a single break fragment. And this is key, automate those send amounts. Let the space appear and disappear. That's what gives you the urban echo feeling, where the atmosphere feels part of the groove instead of a wash sitting on top of it. Now we shape the arrangement like a proper DNB tune. A strong structure could be an intro with filtered break fragments and atmosphere, a build with snare pickups and tighter hat activity, then a full drop with break and bass, followed by a switch up, and then a second drop with extra fills and call and response bass. The arrangement doesn't need a massive change every bar. In fact, DNB often works best when you change only one or two things every four bars. Add a fill at bar 4. Mute the sub for half a bar at bar 8. Throw in a bass response note at bar 12. Use bar 16 to transition into a switch up or a second section. That kind of phrase-based movement keeps the track hypnotic, which is exactly what you want. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar ideas, not constant motion. If you want to make the groove feel even more alive, use subtle automation. Open the bass filter a little during transitions. Raise drive or crunch for just one fill. Automate echo sends on the last hit of every 8 bars. Bring in a low pass on the break during breakdowns. Keep it tasteful. Over-automating every bar kills the pocket. Let the rhythm breathe. A really good habit is to check the groove at low volume. If the pocket still feels obvious when the track is quiet, you've probably nailed the timing and contrast. If it only works when it's loud, the groove may still need more definition. Now let's talk mix and commitment. Mute the bass and make sure the break still feels strong. Mute the break and make sure the bass still carries the movement. Check the sub in mono using utility. If the kick and sub are fighting, choose which one owns the deepest fundamental and carve space with EQ instead of boosting both. Also, listen for harsh spikes in the 7 to 10 kHE area. That's where noisy hats and brake textures can turn brittle. Clean that up gently so the groove stays warm and punchy. A great final move in jungle and old-school DNB is resampling. Print the process drum bus with a full break and bass texture to audio, then chop it again. That can give you a more believable VHS rave feel than endlessly processing the original loop. Sometimes the committed version has the best magic in it. Here's a quick way to practice this idea. Make one 4-bar loop, slice a break to MIDI, program a simple kick snare backbone, apply 56 to 60% swing only to hats and ghost notes, add one late ghost snare and one early hat for contrast, put the drum group through drum bus and glue compressor, add a sub plus Reese line that leaves space after each snare, send only one fill hit to a short echo return, then resample the loop and compare the original to the printed version. You're listening for one thing. Does the resampled version feel a little more haunted, worn, and kinetic, without losing punch? And if you want a simple rule to remember from this lesson, it's this. Keep the kick and snare honest, let the supporting details lean back, and make the bass answer the drums instead of crowding them. That's urban echo, controlled swing pull, VHS rave color, and just enough drag to make the groove feel like it has a memory.